If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, speaking of team likability, Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Morning Boys talking about Shador Sanders' extreme likability.
He is extremely, extremely likable.
See?
He's funny. He's always got that smile on his face. He is self-deprecating in some ways, even though he calls himself legendary. He says all the right things. I think he's sort of built for this spotlight. And once again, as you mentioned, he is a likable person, and that's how it's playing in the building. The Browns like him. They liked him throughout the whole entire process. I think that's one of the reasons why they jumped back up there in the fifth round and grabbed him. I don't think that they wanted to see Shador suffer anymore. They wanted to give this young man the chance in the NFL that they felt that he deserves. So he is very well liked in the building. I think he's going to be a really, really good teammate. He's been known for that, and I think it's going to make things interesting.
As it pertains to Shador's likability, mm-hmm. I think you saw it in that photo that they showed from rookie minicamp where everybody but Dylan Gabriel, who I guess in analogy was sitting in a cuck chair, because he was just sitting there while everybody else did the wrist up, and he you could tell even in picture form, should I do the wrist up or not? I actually felt bad for Dylan Gabriel.
Was that Dylan right there?
That was. It's not favorable. I don't know how he talks, but
turn him into a rugrat.
This can't be about if fans like Shador. We know fans like Shador. There's a different following here because of his social media success, the Sanders family success. A lot of people just rooting. This can't be about it. Like, I do think, though, that his likability in that locker room could be the thing that helps him immensely in this job. Because I think, if they're being honest, the Browns don't want Shador to win the job. They drafted Dylan Gabriel first for a reason. They have excitement about Kenny Pickett. Hell, they trust Joe Flacco a lot. Like, they only took Shador Sanders in the fifth round because he fell for 140 picks first. So I think Shador has a lot more going against him in this search early in his career. But one thing I do think that can swing this whole thing in his favor is just that ability to connect with teammates if he can do this with more than just the young guys on the team.
I mean, ultimately, isn't it just all going to come down to football anyway?
I don't think that. So maybe.
Like, if,
I don't know
if
why
he's not,
maybe
if,
that.
If he's not very good, it's not going to matter how likable he is. You know?
Like
if he doesn't have it, then no one's going to really care anything about what happens with Shador and how likable he is. He could gift the whole entire room all sorts of different everything, and no one's going to be like, oh, you're my best friend now, and I'm going to go to battle for you.
So I think it's more if Dylan's good, if Shador's good, if Kenny's good. Like, Kenny has the value of experience and the fact that he has played in big games in his career, right? Dylan has the value of the fact, quite frankly, that they liked him more than just about any other quarterback in that draft where they drafted him, right? With Shador, ability to connect to a teammate, with teammates, I think is huge.
If the Browns had shown us in the previous 3 years that that was something they looked at, then maybe I would buy into this a little bit more. But with Deshaun Watson, they didn't seem to care very much that he didn't connect with many guys.
Oh, see, I think that's his. That's why it probably matters more for the Browns than anyone, is you've watched how the connection with the, you know, most important player on the team, the starting quarterback, how much that really impacted last year. They want the Browns believe that it Deshaun's the reason they went 3-14. They're not willing to really look at a lot of the other issues on this team. I think wholesale, they believe this last season was about Deshaun and not just the injuries, but the off-the-field stuff and where he was personally in his personal life. That should make Shador's ability to connect with his teammates even more important.
See, but it's one of the things that I've questioned with Stefanski the entire time he's been here. Maybe he'll show me that he's learned this lesson, but like Baker got along with a lot of the teammates at a very high level, especially a lot of the guys in the offensive line and on the offensive side of the ball, in fact, since we found out a lot after the fact. And it didn't really matter to them, you know? And then you go to Deshaun, and Deshaun was miserable with a lot of these guys, and it didn't really matter to them. And so I'm curious to find out if maybe they learned their lesson from all that stuff.
I think you're onto something, and I think that's what it needs to be.
But it would take them learning their lesson and them saying, we were wrong in those instances. Now here we're going to show you where maybe, you know, we've changed our ways.
Well, I don't have to say it publicly. You just have to say it with the decision.
That's what, right? I'm saying, yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. I think the fatal flaw of this team is they're trying to do a lot all at once, right? They're trying to move on from Deshaun while he's still in the building. They're trying to see what these young quarterbacks have in camp while also running a legitimate quarterback search that helps the locker room have the most confidence in what they're doing. They are using this season as a, all right, if you're a veteran, you got to prove here you're going to be here beyond. Not every one of those things flies in concert with winning. Like, there's so many different things they're trying to do that it's actually a pretty, I think it's like a bold thing that they're trying to do all this figuring out of who you are and where you are and who's going to be here, while get back to basics of who you used to be, while also trying to win. And I think the number one thing that has to happen, the locker room has to heal, because it was clear in a myriad of different ways, including the Deshaun way, that locker room last year, they were not in concert with each other. They might like each other, but they weren't, you know, 53 small boats pulling in one direction or one big barge. They were all going in their own direction. And I think the best way this year that you can heal that is by healing the locker room and getting people back. It's not about like, but getting people on the same page.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
People to trust each other.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off. I do wonder if like tie goes to the likability. Is that what you're suggesting in this instance?
I think it should.
Like if it's a neck and neck race and it's like Gabriel's one thing and then Shador's another, but Shador's galvanized the locker room and everyone's rallying around him, maybe the slight edge then goes to Shador.
If the tie goes to Dylan because, well, we liked him more in the draft, and Kevin, that's Kevin's whoopee. That's the quarterback he's been most supremely confident about, you'll be betraying the locker room.
Which, by the way, I think this works in a lot of areas of life, too. Like, I think at a workplace, for instance, I think you'd, if you were interviewing two people, you're supposed to then, if all the qualifications are equal and everything seems like, all right, I got to find some reason why, you'd probably go with the guy if you're like, oh, I know this guy, you know, goes for drinks with everyone afterwards and is good with everyone and treats everyone great. And you'd go with those guys.
216-474-0092. Is Shador's likability a secret weapon in the Browns quarterback competition? I think it could be one of the things that I really do think that ability to relate to other players if it is, and maybe we should have said this, if it is a real authentic quarterback battle, if this thing really is as wide open as we think it should be, I think the personality side of things, you've got to have somebody that can tie those rooms together. And so guys are playing together, because it just feels like so many things have gotten in the way of winning. You can't afford that again this year.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I guess I'm trying to figure out to what degree, right? In what area do you put the likability nature over the actual talent if we're lining everyone up?
Well, I do think, listen, talent matters, but I think Dylan, Kenny, and Shador, they're not the same player, but in terms of like floor, I kind of see them in similar regards. I'd actually put Kenny's ceiling a little bit lower than Shador, even Dylan Gabriel's. Like, I just don't think much of Kenny, but I think because we get this idea that it's just going to be one guy and he stands out. That's it. That's the best case scenario. It might be likely that one week Shador wins it, one week Dylan Gabriel wins it, another week Kenny wins it. And you're left saying, well, I can see why we should give it to Kenny. I think that's how it's going to be. I think you're going to say, I can see why we should give it to Kenny. I can see why we should give it to Dylan. I can see why we should give it to Shador. And then falling back on the secondary things of like, all right, who's he in the locker room? Does he have the work ethic? Does this, that, the other, all those other things coming into play? That's how I think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, well, I think it matters, because it's not like every franchise quarterback needs to have those things, but yeah, if you carry more franchise quarterback traits, then you probably should lean towards that if that's what we're ultimately trying to figure out.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Edward in Elyria. Edward, we like alliteration. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, guys. I'm trying to wrap my head around, and I get the hype with the publicity and notoriety with Shador. But to me, honestly, personally, in my opinion, I've only been following the Browns since 79 as a diehard. But to me right now, if you take all things being equal, quarterback play, and if Stefanski and AB are trying to win this year, right now the leader in the clubhouse easily is Joe Flacco. I'm not sure why we're not talking about that more. Because he should have never, if he was here last year, we might not be here right now where we're at now. But since we had Deshaun Watson and we had to worry about his feelings and not winning, that's what we did. So now we're back at square one. Now that we drafted two backup quarterbacks and you've got two veterans, I don't see either of them rookies coming close to the skill set of what AB and Stefanski need to happen this year. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I think it's he mic dropped himself.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No, that he mic dropped. Well done, Edward. I like a good correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to cut this phone call off now.
Even if no one can tell that you did it.
Well, that's why I had to call it out. I had to let him know, like, so to speak. I think you're overrating Joe a little bit. Like, Joe is not far off what Jameis was last year. I know we like the person that is Joe. Totally get it. There's a reason why no one else was offering him a starting role this offseason. We can agree, by the way, a year ago, maybe if you don't put Deshaun's feelings first, maybe last year goes a little different. But I think once Jameis went in, I think maybe you win one more game than with Joe than with Jameis at that point.
Like, who's to say?
You had no forward momentum there. So I don't know. I don't really see a lot of difference in the outcome of those four quarterbacks this year.
Well, there can be if Shador and Dylan, you know, showcase something and just take off. There can be. And I guess I the hard part I have with the whole conversation is I think I know what Joe Flacco gives. The other three can be a mixed bag.
A different way to look at Shador Sanders coming up in 5 minutes' time on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.